Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Bob, would you care to clear up this roster exemption thing with Le'Veon Bell? Bob Papiani has info coming in from all over. Pro Football Talk has written about this. Ed Bouchette has written about this. We're getting tweets and texts.
Yeah, I got a text from a couple of people who are pretty close to this, so at least understand what it goes on. And basically, if the Steelers use an exemption for 2 weeks, those 2 weeks need to be separately negotiated price-wise. It cannot be the $853.
Right, and he needs to sign the tender first, but they also have to come to an agreement before he signs the tender. And why would he agree to less money?
Unless he wants to come in, though, Joe, he has to sign the tender. He doesn't have to accept, you know, if he wants to come in, he has to sign the tender.
Right.
Yeah, but if he doesn't want to go through the exemption process, then he must also agree to whatever that sum of money is.
But that could be the final insult where he says, screw it, then I'm not coming in at all.
And he can absolutely do that. That'd still be within his rights. So that caller was right about getting paid. It's just you won't get paid the $853. You will get paid something, but it's up to the two parties
to
decide.
Well, you might get paid the $853.
If you're going to pull the roster exemption, the Steelers approach him and say, we want an exemption and we want you to be paid, but we're not going to pay you because you're not going to play right off the bat. They're not going to pay $853 if they don't have to. But he would have to be willing to say, okay, fine, but I'm worth $500,000 or whatever.
Oh, my God. Well, he's not here yet, so let's not worry about it yet, shall we?
Kind of a moot point at this point.
It is. It is. Aditi Kinkobala says a player texted her, said no sign of him yet today. Let's go to Rob, who's driving around out there. Hello, Rob.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
So, first of all, a friend of mine named Tom told me to ask Pompiani about his satin sheets at his house.
Well, we've spoken about him on many occasions.
Tom, it's whatever my wife, you know. Right. It's satin sheets, it's canopies, it's whatever. And she does a wonderful job at home, so I'll sleep anywhere.
I got you. Well, I just love how fired up Mr. Pompiani got about that comment, though. Of course, the Steelers are going to pay him whatever they have to pay him. There's a collective bargaining agreement. But I just like the fact that James Conner is playing like the running back should play in a Steelers offense. I mean, he's punishing defenders at the end of runs. He's not taking nothing from no one.
Well, Bell played that way, too, right?
He did, of course. And, of course, they're going to use Lev where they can. He's going to get back in there. You're not going to have a player of his caliber sitting on the bench watching the action. But you have to ride Conner. I mean, he's been there. He's shown up for you. He's played, like, beyond his years, for sure.
It's also amazing to me, though, and Tom, you know, I don't know if you think this or not, but, Joe, you said and reminded people how good Le'Veon Bell is. People have forgotten how good he's been, especially in some bigger games when – they needed to run the ball successfully, and he's poured out what those numbers were on against Kansas City, like 190 yards rushing in two games and playoff games and key games. I mean, he's
I just wrote in yesterday's Post-Gazette about last year's game in Cincinnati. He had 100 and some yards in receiving, had the sideline tightrope walk. You know, he had like 200 yards of total offense in that game.
Yeah, he's still really
good.
Every
time I look back at the game, he's been kind of a star for them, but the other kid has done a great job. And you know what? Person talked about running over people. I'll never forget Jerome told me this many times. He said, they pay me to score touchdowns. What's Conner have now? 7. He's scoring touchdowns.
Bell had 9 last year.
That's what they pay him to do, score touchdowns.
It sounds good that both of them could play in the same backfield and share carries, but every running back that I've ever known, that I've ever, ever spoken to, talks star running back, talks about the need to get into a rhythm over the course of a game. Look at Conner yesterday.
Look at Conner a couple weeks ago when he got, 9 carries for the entire game?
You got to choose one in the end for majority of the carries. Do you think either one of you think?
Do you see how Stephen Ridley was used the last couple of weeks? That's how Le'Veon Bell should be used to start, I think.
Yeah.
In other words, here and there, that's it until things change.
I get him more than Stephen Ridley touches. But again, I'll stick with my prediction. I think at the end of the year, he's going to be your star running back.
Joe's on the north side. What's up, Joe?
Come on, fellas. It's just a quick thing. I think that when I think Bell and Connor are two different, I mean, totally different style runners. You really can't. I mean, Connor's productive. There's no doubt about it. Two totally different style runners. You got to take the money and the feelings aside. Bell's a better running back. He finds holes that really aren't there, where Connor will just try to bully his way through him, which is a great way to run. I love the way he plays. But Bell has a knack of sliding down the line and finding holes that might open up a little bit later if he just has that better vision. But in regards to him playing, hey, he's going to play in the playoffs. He's going to play as soon as he can, because they want to get to the playoffs, because he's controlling other people's money with postseason money and those things.
Well, they better get there first, Joe. Yeah.
He better come in here too, and they better get there. Those are two pretty big ifs at this point.
Yeah, that tie stands out when you look at the standings. That tie, when you look at other teams are 4-2, and the Steelers are 3-2-1. Quickly, a couple other calls. The holding call on Dre Kirkpatrick, that was a 3rd and 10. You could argue that was the biggest play of the game.
Yep. Now it was an incompletion. Who did he hold? Did he hold
Antonio Brown? But see that put that.
Now it's 4th and 10. Now Ben said he saw the flag before he threw the ball.
Oh, really?
He said that after the game. He said, I knew I had a free play because I saw the flag.
But that also puts to rest those who think that the Steelers, when you let someone score just because you want more time, you never know what you're going to get. You could be faced with a sack, a 3rd and long. You don't want to be in that situation. Yes, you have the guys who are capable of moving the ball down the field to get a field goal, or in this case, a touchdown. But you don't ever really want to put yourself behind with a 1:18 left.
What did you think of the call?
I thought it was a call that probably could have been made, should have been made, but didn't always.
Doesn't always get made.
Patrick called it garbage, and I don't care if I get fined.
And if you look at it, Ron, for just the ISO, if you just ask yourself, forget the time of the game it occurred, is that holding, defensive holding? I would say 50-50. I really
Me too.
Would.
Me too.
That's a key spot for it, man. Now Steelers are 4th and 10. Wow.
Automatic first down.
Anything can happen.
Next play, Juju in the field goal range. And that's what I mean. I understand why they'd be upset, but what are you going to do?
412-928-9370. You want to weigh in on that. And we have a new treat coming up. Ron likes these, and it's going to be our two stars. Not hockey style, but our two stars. Give me one on offense and one on defense, and make your case coming up.
And we can't overlap, right?
No.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.